I just got an email that said, meet Justin Bieber. I'll send you all the details.
You can go in my place. I could care less.
My daughter would love it.
I'm sure she would. Little worm. It's if I had a child that age, I'd make sure that I'd steer him away from anything that had anything to do with him.
Yeah.
He's a blight.
Right.
Same way.
But do you like him?
You try that.
Well, in my house, I was in charge because it was my house. You know, I'd go to your house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I speak to your daughter, and I see how in charge you were.
Sounded good.
I think she was the one that was in charge.
All right, let's check out the new radio station in Bloomington, Illinois, WRPW-FM.
Hello.
Robert Reese, hello, sir. How are you doing? On the air in the mornings in Bloomington, Illinois. Bloomington is one of those great... The thing that works with this program in communities like that, we have 400 or so affiliates, and many of them are small to what we call medium-sized communities, because the sorts of things that we talk about here, for the most part, are the stories and the values that are represented by folks who live there. Now, you could say, how is that? Because Jennifer lives in Los Angeles, Richie's in Washington, Roberta's in New York, and I'm in Boston. Well, just because you live somewhere, although in Roberta's case we'd make an exception for that, you are sort of where you live in New York. If you're not, you know, Roberta's just a New Yorker.
That's right.
I don't feel like a Bostonian.
Yeah.
I'm not a I'm an Angelian, I suppose, part of the time. And but I feel like I'm universalist. I like these communities like Bloomington, Illinois, where there is a lot of activity, there's a lot of business, there's, in this case, a lot of agriculture, and we all know that that's one of my big things. So I'm happy to welcome you and say hello to the folks listening in Bloomington. Email Doug at DougStefan.com. If you'd like to get to me, you can call us anytime at 888-302-3684. Did you know that immigrants were driving the housing recovery? How many people, when hearing that statement, say, huh? How can that be? Nearly 5 years now since things fell apart. We've all become too, certainly in my life, I know all too well what's happened in the past 5 years. And with that came a change in home ownership. I bet you didn't know that now American homeowners, as we see relief, we see relief because the data by the Census Department suggests that we have an economy built on the immigrants who have come here to work. And by the way, this is legal immigration. $3.7 trillion has been added to housing wealth in the past year because as the recovery develops, the focus is on having these people who have come to this country who were renting when they first came here try to find a home to buy. And that's really what's going on. The housing market is growing exponentially, but it's growing because these immigrants are coming in and redoing neighborhoods. We've all seen this in every part of our country. New York has always been a neighborhood city. Los Angeles in the last, 40, 50, 60 years has developed into places like Little Ethiopia and Koreatown.
Oh, yeah.
And these people are coming into various areas. They establish themselves, and then whoever else is, quote-unquote, like them moves into the neighborhoods.
Right.
And that's what I mean. There's a gay neighborhood in West Hollywood.
Gay department, yes.
Gay department.
Gay department.
Gay. But you know what I'm saying, right? So are you surprised to hear that these immigrants
is something I've... The fracturing of our communities around this country, I just think, I mean, you look at it and it seems like state by state, okay, this state is going to accept these groups of people and laws and to cater to those groups of people, and this state is going to do the opposite of that state, you know? And
that's what's breaking the country down, Richie, you're right.
It scares me. I mean,
no more
we've always had a little Italy and a Chinatown, but it seems like it's always been part
of
that.
We've got to have policemen that are trained, that are Koreans. We're going to have policemen who are Hispanic and speak the language. We're going to have
I don't feel like it's a melting pot anymore.
No, it isn't.
I feel like
it's not.
It's like a structured, okay, this is your area and this is my area, and everything is segregated.
Yeah. Did it feel like that to you in New York, Roberta? Probably not, because New York...
No. New York is so multicultural and so integrated.
And has been for a long, long time.
It's just the way it is. But, it's the fabric of the city.
But there are neighborhoods, though.
New York City versus the rest of New York.
What do you
state?
Mean?
State?
Yes.
Oh, New
my
York
God.
State may as well be
night
Oklahoma.
And day. Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
Los Angeles versus the rest of California.
Well, no, I can't
well,
say that.
California
not as much as New York.
Of California is a little...
Yeah, not as much as New York
anything
is.
Anything north of Rockland County is, you know...
You get up to...
We don't even consider it New York.
Go up the thruway. You go to...
Chicago versus all the big cities.
Yeah. Chappaqua is probably about where the line ends, right? Well, what's that Jewish community? What's the name of that Jewish community where... There's a Jewish community up the river from New York. It begins with an M.
It's up a river.
You know, Roberta, what I'm talking about. I say Melmore. No. It's not Melmore. But anyway, that's where it's. That's I think where it changes.
Yeah, it's. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
what? Search a river, a town on the river
begins
with an M, where all the Jews live.
Yeah. No. No. It's just how. We seem more segregated than before.
We are.
I don't think the term melting pot works anymore.
Not good.
No, I think that I like the term melting pot. I just don't think it applies.
No, it doesn't. All right. I would like to know. I have a question, Jennifer, for you.
Okay.
Would you experience a day in the life of a cow? And if, in fact, you could be a cow, would that make you less likely to eat meat?
Yes, I would. If I could be a cow, I would be less likely to eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
No, Stanford. I'm delicious.
I eat myself.
Okay. Stanford University researchers are doing a bit of work on what it feels like to be a cow. If somebody became an animal, do they gain empathy for that animal? And
I fed two little veals this weekend.
Oh, yeah, great.
I did.
You ate them.
No, I don't eat veal.
I had horse meat this weekend. We went to IKEA and had the meatballs.
I saw that post there. Yeah. I was impressed.
Horse meat rocks.
Yeah, really.
It's good.
The Virtual Human Interaction Laboratory at Stanford University. That's the place where Uri went to get checked out.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So in this case, they're creating the lives of cows. Empathy toward animals. This is something that a lot of people are becoming more aware of. I may be on a trend, or I don't know that I started something, but with my animal sanctuary that I've created at the farm and the teaching work that we're doing about what it's like to be a cow, or what it's like to be something that gives milk, what it's like to feed them, what it's like to house them, all of these things,
you humanize them.
Do I?
Yes.
Hypocrite in what way?
The fact that you hold these cows captive and you use them for their...
What a stupid...
God-given.
Listen to your inflection. You're
for
just
your own profit?
No. For your own profit, yeah.
My own profit? Are you kidding?
Really love these cows. Why wouldn't you just let them go?
Yeah.
You know what? Let them be free, Doug.
Let them
Release
be free.
Them.
Let them run. Let them
run. Can I tell you something?
Let them be happy.
If I'd have done that, I'd have $4.5 million that I don't have now. So maybe I should have done it. I'm not very smart.
That sounds braggadocious.
Yeah, dummy.
No, it isn't braggadocious at all. It brought me to the poorhouse. Trying to
no matter what
Alexa.
I did, I could release anything. I wouldn't have $4.5 million.
Why don't you release the poor cows and let them be free?
There we go.
$4.5 million.
Let them go right down the street. Yeah, I get my $4.5 million back. Are you gonna stand in line and help me collect that? Are you?
I already am.
Yeah.
I got news for you, brother. I've been in that line
That's
a long
right.
time,
and so have the rest of you. So, anyway, I do think, though, this is an idea that everybody ought to try. Put yourself in the place of an animal. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to post this at the Easley Farms website.
Let me tell you something.
Because this is something we don't know. We don't understand what it's like to be an animal.
Animals eat humans, so what's the difference?
It's not that. It's
the animal kingdom.
Life.
It's how it works. And farmers have been raising and butchering and eating their own animals forever and a day. You are the odd man out.
I had a session at Tufts University to try to figure out how to run the farm more efficiently, and they all made fun of me because I don't slaughter the cows. They let a chuckle. And they did. Yeah. They were having a little laugh at my expense.
It's the way life works. Uh-huh. You grow food, you eat it, whether it walks in the pasture or...
I don't.
Gets raised in the garden.
No, I don't do that. But some people do.
But you eat pork.
Most people do.
And you eat fish.
I do eat fish, and I do have every once in a while pork. You're right.
Yeah, you can.
And turkey.
Not so much anymore. I'm really kind of turkey. Anything fowl.
Yeah.
Fowl.
90 days or 45 days from the egg to the plate, man, that just can't be good.
No, it's not good. Nope. All right. Anyway, that's pardon the pun, food for thought. See, we stimulate everybody to start thinking about what it would be like if they were a particular kind of an animal.
I'm a human, and I eat your animals.
Yeah. Well, it may be to turn things around, Richie, when, what's 1984? No, Animal Farm. When they take over, they're going to be eating you.
Someday.
That's right.
Probably.
Yeah. Dinosaurs, they eat everybody, everything. Whatever was around.
My cat will eat me when I die. I mean, you know.
Put her over in the corner in your comfy chair.
Anyway, check out the story at DougStephan.com. What it's like to be a cow. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me.
Why?
Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
And if you don't want to visit OnStar.com, you can visit DougStephan.com and find out even more interesting information than that. Can you imagine something more exciting than OnStar.com?
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
One song during this week in 1991 by Jesus Jones. I don't like to put God and damn together, and when I do, it bothers me.
But you do it anyway?
Not much.
You're going to do it here?
No. No, I just going to make a point about Jesus.
Yeah.
And how sometimes I get a little carried away and use his name in
Jesus, just to say the word Jesus.
Yeah, or I'll say an
emphasis on something,
blanking blank, you know, that kind of stuff is. But you know, people get upset at it. How is it any different than saying Dudley blanking blank? It's an image.
Because you're not Jesus.
Yeah. Different.
Sorry to bust
Jesus
your bubble.
Is just all right.
Yeah.
With me, Jesus is
but
just all
his
right.
Name. I mean, think about the name Jesus. It's spelled Jesus.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. My wife's name is Jesus.
Jesus. It's 25 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. All right. I have a tip for two or three or four.
Thank
for those
goodness.
Of you who are working and are enjoying your job, may I help you to not make a dumb decision. There are a lot of smart people who get fired because they make dumb decisions.
Really?
Do you know what the number one reason is for people getting fired?
Sleeping with the boss's wife.
No.
Ha!
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Spending the company money.
Ah, the credit card.
On personal items or personal time.
Hmm.
Most companies are cracking down on this kind of behavior. They have the ability to track how much you spend online. People
that's
are using the credit. Yeah, right. But how foolish is it to use the credit card you've been given to do company business to go online and search for something, anything? How foolish can you get? Number one reason for people being fired. Number two, the number two reason for being fired these days has
sleeping
to do
with the boss's wife.
With Facebook. Facebook. Listing where you work on your profile is just plain stupid. Especially when you do something, you misstep, it comes back and bites the company on the butt, and they don't like it, and so...
Yeah, it's not stupid.
Sure it is.
It's stupid if you're going to mix personal play and business together.
Right.
So when you create a Facebook account, you have to decide what my brand is going to be. Am I going to be a professional that represents my job?
Yeah.
Or I'm going to be...
But that's the point, Regine. A lot of people aren't smart enough to figure that out.
Right, and they don't.
That's the point. Yeah.
Mm.
Not smart.
I have that conversation with interns sometimes because, you know, we'll check them out when they're coming in.
Yeah.
And say, listen, you're going into the professional world. You better clean your house up before you start sending resumes out.
Yeah. Here's the other thing that gets people fired. Gossiping about the boss or the work environment. Gossiping, in some ways, it's electronic now.
Yeah, never do that through email.
So, yeah, I mean, don't do anything through email. You don't want to come back and bite you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, that's why I don't put any numbers or anything like that on an email. But it's really very interesting.
And never write a dream response that's angry to your boss and just pretend like you want to write it and then think you're not going to send it. Sometimes you get Tourette's of the hand and you press send.
I've had that happen to me.
I know. You're like, I'm just going to write this. It'll make me feel better.
But if you don't want anybody to know it and you don't want it used against you, don't write it down.
Remember, Richie, when I sent, and I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was back and forth with one of my suppliers, one of my ad
Doug
agencies.
Definitely has email Tourette's.
And I, well, especially at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's just, whether you're 3 or 4, like this
That's
morning.
That's another rule. Never do anything digital after 1 in the morning.
Well, if always, you're just getting up, supposedly.
Always leads to trouble.
Yeah, you think that's
or
the case?
Or after cocktails. Never
exactly.
a good idea either.
Right.
Now, how do you recover from being fired? That'll come up in a moment here on Good Day.
Mm-hmm. Look, kid. Never underestimate janitorial products. Paper towels, trash liners, toilet bowl cleaners, mops. These are the things that hold our civilization together. Janitorial products are the foundation of our fragile world. That's why I use Tough Guy products from Grainger. They're effective and affordable. They're 20% off in July, so stock up. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/toughguy or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promotion ends July 31st, 2013. Visit grainger.com/toughguy for details.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to Geico. People love Geico. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to Geico. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Join Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel and other senior government officials on July 27th at the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the signing of the armistice, which ended fighting in Korea. Korean War veterans will also be honored for their service and sacrifice at this special program, which will include wreath-laying ceremonies. The United Nations allies that fought in the war will also be recognized. That's July 27th at 8 a.m. at the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. Come and honor Korean War veterans. For more information, go to Korean War.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookbook. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
The best years of your life are part of the focus, the best moments of your life, hopefully part of
are ahead of you.
Yes, that's very true. Let's keep our fingers crossed for that anyway. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn's in Los Angeles. Roberta Fasnelli's in New York. And I'm Doug on the farm in Framingham, working on a lot of the interesting stories that are making it today, including the fact that we bombed Australia over the weekend. Did you know that?
Uh-oh. No, didn't get the memo.
Cool. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I was very upset.
Not a headline you read every day. A couple of fighter jets accidentally dropped four bombs
on the Great Barrier Reef.
Whoopsie.
It was apparently a training exercise. They were meant to drop the bombs at a bomb range nearby, but were forced to abort the mission when controllers said the area could not be cleared for hazards. So instead, they dropped the bombs on the Great Barrier Reef because the plane was now low on
fuel. What did it ever do to you?
Too much. So they had to dump the bombs so the planes could make it back to the base because they were low on fuel.
Yep.
And the place where they just happened to be over was the Great Barrier Reef.
Right. Yeah. Cool, huh?
Mm-hmm. How to make friends and influence
people.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. Those are our friends, the Americans, with a recipe for disaster.
That's awesome.
Aye. Tornado packing 110 miles an hour hit Ursuline College in Northeast Ohio on Saturday.
Was it a Sharknado?
No, it was a regular Nado.
A real tornado.
Right. Yep. It hit the dormitory here in this school about 3:30 in the morning.
Great, Jennifer, making jokes about the
tornadoes. Nice, Jennifer,
in the
school.
Yeah. Hey, that Sharknado was no joke.
It was pretty scary.
They're doing another one of them.
They are.
Sharknado in New York. Yes. Yeah.
They should go into Washington. That's where the most sharks are that I know.
Right about that. All right, so what happened at Comic-Con this weekend?
Lots of people hung out wearing superhero costumes.
The announcer was made to be ready for the ultimate superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Man of Steel will be with the Batman. Batman and the Superman together.
Joining forces.
Yeah. And that's going to be the next movie.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they announced at
college. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Good job, Rich.
I was distracted for a second.
I probably ought to get to.
They just showed up there.
Our 2020 news quiz question. Maybe I better change our focus here for a moment. Coming up, anti-smoking initiatives.
How
are taking...
bad is it that you can't keep my attention?
Me?
Yeah, that I got distracted enough and I didn't even know what you're talking about.
So what does that say about what I'm talking about, or what does that say about you?
I'm not sure.
Huh?
Hopefully this one's on me.
If it isn't, maybe you need a couple more days.
Hey, Roberto, look, a Sharknado.
Yeah.
Dad.
Richie, what about a Chardonnado?
Do I need to post a woman with a naked butt to get your attention, Richie, or what?
Apparently. I mean, I thought the superheroes would keep my attention, but apparently you lost me on that one.
Well, you know what?
It's because he couldn't get it out.
I got lost on the name of the Black Knight or the Dark Knight. I've not ever been a Batman fan, so I don't do well with Batman.
All the new Batman movies are so great.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody take a deep breath. Let's recenter and refocus.
Okay, so...
Have you seen the new Superman, Doug?
No, I haven't. I haven't been in the movies for a while.
It's a little... It's got a few bad spots, but it's really good.
Yeah, I've heard that. All right, speaking of bad spots, an Italian court convicted 5 employees of a cruise company after a number of people had a problem, and some of them didn't make it through this particular event. I'm looking for the name of the company or the name of the ship. 888-302-3684. We'll start with Esteban, who's in El Paso, listening to KTS.
Oh, we need to, like, refocus your mouth. Ready? Get ready. Let me work on this.
Okay, thank you. Esteban, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Hey, you know what they call a pallbearer in Oklahoma?
What?
A karaoke.
I love you, Esteban. That is my favorite joke.
Give him a prize for that, and just we're going to use
karaoke.
That
is hilarious.
All right, but I want to know what his answer is. Esteban, what was your answer for the question?
They were involved in the wreck of the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
It's a good thing he's going to get something for the joke, because that's not the right answer. Elizabeth is in Palm Desert, California. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, good morning, Doug.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good. I think you're referring to the Costa Concordia.
I am talking about the Costa Concordia. 32 people were killed. Remember that? Passengers and crew. They instead of taking it through the full extent of what they could have done to prosecute them, they all bargained it down.
Even that stupid captain who jumped ship?
Listen to this. The longest sentence went to the crisis coordinator for the cruise ship company, sentenced to 2 years and 10 months. The hotel director was sentenced to 2 years and 6 months. 2 bridge officers and a helmsman got sentences ranging from 1 year and 8 months to 1 year and 11 months.
What did the hotel director do?
Yeah, what about the captain who was showboating and ran into something?
This is a separate trial from that of Captain Francisco Schettino.
What did the hotel director do?
The hotel director couldn't get out of his own way, apparently. They all got charged with abandoning the vessel.
They left on the ship.
Okay. They get off first instead of last.
Yeah, they should.
They knew. Survivors were there to testify, describing the confusion, mostly because there were no officers left on board. They'd all gone.
That's why
they were sentenced.
Sure.
Yep. Elizabeth did a good job. What's the best thing happening in your life today?
I guess I'm going for a bike ride first thing this morning.
Good.
I'm jealous.
Good ride.
You have to go early because it's hot down there.
Tim, what's the best thing happening to you so far today?
Going to work. Got a job.
Really? Where's the job
thing?
What do you do for work?
Oh, I travel the country and talk to folks and help them make more money in their business.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Good for you.
When
come
you
on
by here.
Come visit. Yeah, I was going to say, come visit us. We'd love to have that kind of help. Yeah, anytime. Hold on. Did I want to give him something? No, I just wanted to.
No, Tim was just chatting with him.
All right. It's 20 before the hour, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Roberta or Jennifer or Rich at DougStefan.com. Don't have a lot of action at our social media today because Kenny is off for a couple of days. And did we find out that he's back Wednesday or Thursday? Do we know?
I think he's back Thursday. I think he's got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I think you're
right.
That's
my guess. I don't
know. All right. Here's the sad news for folks in Fort Worth, Texas. A gentleman was gone for the weekend. His name is David Underwood. He came back last night. Actually, this is a week ago. So it was last weekend. Found his house gone. They were searching everywhere. They couldn't find their home. They thought it had vanished. They were right. The city confirmed that the demolition crews leveled the wrong house.
Ooh. Oh, dear. I hate when that happens.
They were interviewed, as you can imagine, by the local television stations. It was a three-bedroom ranch-style home. It was on a lake, and it belonged in their family. Been in their family for a long time. The house is valued at $82,000. The city condemned the house that was next to it, but the geniuses from the city came with the wrong address, so these people were gone anyway. They went in on a week ago Saturday with the bulldozer and the excavator and trucks, and in 8 hours the house was gone.
Missed by that much.
All you can see is the cement foundation. That's it. Picture and story at DougStefan.com. How'd you like to be someone who goes
love
to
it.
Something?
You love, you I'd like love that? It. If it were my lake house, build me a new one.
Yeah.
Here's what I want. Here's the plans.
Okay.
Knock yourself out. Be ready by next spring.
I was thinking about how it would affect me if it were like here on the farm. What would I do if somebody came in and put the house down?
Highly unlikely that a wrecking ball would be able to move in on your farm as much activity as there is there, so I think you're safe.
And there's not too many neighbors, so it's not likely they're going to get in the...
But let me ask you this.
Yes, Rich.
You designed and built that house.
Yes.
You ever think, I wish I'd have done this?
Well, I did that sort of...
You did the solarium, right?
Yeah, and then after that, there's actually one thing that I don't like about the way the final piece was done.
What's that?
Other than the cost. I put the door in the wrong place.
The front door?
No, the back door, the exit door. I should have moved it out because it catches a lot of rain and all kinds of other things. But other than that, no, I'm very happy.
It doesn't rain as much on the other side of the house?
No. No, it drains down onto a portion of the steps, and I wish it would not have.
Hey, it's sunny over here.
Weird Massachusetts weather.
Okay, that anti-smoking initiative. We'll talk about that in a second here. 17 before the hour on the Good Day program.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7, so send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Alverin's A1513 rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement. I've been telling you about all year. My friend Craig Smith at Swiss Here's America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitle, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Tonight, a super moon will be visible over most of our country.
Yeah.
Defined as being a new or full moon that occurs at or near its closest approach to Earth. According to EarthSky.com, this will actually be the third super moon of the year. It's going to be big, and it'll affect people in a crazy today. Astrologers and astronomers agree that today, there's something about the moon, we all know that, that affects us, whether it's new or whether it's full, but crazy, crazy stuff. Be prepared for people to be just plain crazy today. And I don't know whether, I don't know
sounds
how else
like fun
to describe it.
Crazy.
I know, I'm excited.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. There's a move afoot by various groups, including the World Health Organization, to attack the tobacco companies. You can imagine that with 2.3 billion customers, that means 2.3 billion people on the planet are smoking. The tobacco companies love them. 2.3 billion. We have, what, a little less than 7 billion on the planet? So what portion? That's like 40% of the planet smokes, right? Just a little under 40% of the planet smokes. Now, in our country, it's half that, and we're all hepped up about it.
Dumb question?
Yes.
Do other countries, like, smoke our brand of cigarettes, or do
yes.
they have their own?
So, well, like, yes. there are yes. both of those.
Yes.
Both.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Yeah, there are some local brands, and then there are some...
When the anti-movement smoking started, and anti-smoking movement started in the United States, they went international.
Right, they started selling their stuff. Right. Cancer sticks
can't
everywhere.
Sell it here, sell it there.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So, governments are establishing smoke-free workplaces in public areas. 16% of the world has the governments of these countries have demanded that there be areas, and we aren't as stringent as some, by the way, by a long shot. Turkey received glowing praise in a report from the UN for becoming the first country to fully implement the M-Power Agreement. Do you know what the M-Power is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Monitor, protect, offer, warn, enforce, and raise taxes on tobacco. So monitoring tobacco use, protecting people who don't want the smoke, offer help to have people quit, warn about the dangers of tobacco, enforce bans on tobacco advertising, promotion, and sponsorship, and raise taxes on tobacco. I went by a store yesterday, $7.08 is the state-mandated minimum price for a package of cigarettes here in Massachusetts.
Wow. How does anybody afford that?
I don't know. Most of the people that smoke are people who can't afford to smoke.
Yeah,
I know. 11 to 13 in New York City.
$11 to $13. So how do kids who are starting smoking get the money to buy smokes? How does that happen?
Couldn't even tell you.
How do you do that? I think that's part of it here in our country anyway, but elsewhere in the world... And the prevalence, for example, Turkey got the award because they decreased 27% the number of people smoking. Middle Eastern countries especially. You never see, I never see people
Middle
smoking.
Middle Eastern and Asian countries.
In Africa. You don't see people smoking in Africa.
Because they don't have money to.
Nice.
She's right.
Yeah, is that, is she really? 51 after on Good Day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Dr. Joel Wallach here, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I will be in Lexington, Kentucky, Monday, July 22nd, Crown Plaza Hotel, 6:30 p.m. You've heard me say it on the air, and now you're going to see me in person. Be sure to bring a friend, and I will disclose the secrets to good health and, just as important, potential wealth. To know more, listen to Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM. Again, Dead Doctors Don't Lie or call 855-316-TEAM.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Know what you want to hear, but there are other things happening today as well. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Yes, the royal wait is almost over. The royal baby will soon arrive, and we will get to that later. But there are many other things going on that also deserve attention. Let's start in the west. That massive mountain wildfire about 90 miles east of Los Angeles. Heavy rains have helped to slow that fire down.
We have done an incredible job with the collaboration and communication between the different agencies in order to keep you safe, the public.
That's California Congressman Raul Ruiz patting several people on the back, including himself. Mother Nature gets an assist as well, with rain allowing officials to lift evacuation orders in certain locations. As of late last night, the mountain fire had scorched over 27,000 acres, nearly two dozen structures destroyed, including seven homes. Congressman Ruiz toured the damage from the wildfire over the weekend.
I plan to work alongside the agencies to make sure that they have the resources they need to rebuild.
Fire officials say they expect full containment of the blaze by the middle of this week. Elsewhere, adding insult to economic injury, and with the symbolism of a loss of power apparent to everyone, utility crews in Detroit spent the weekend making repairs to restore electricity to over 100,000 customers who lost power when strong storms swept through the area last Friday. The power outage occurred one day after the city of Detroit filed for bankruptcy. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry.
CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
It's a new week on Wall Street after a mixed finish for the markets on Friday. The Dow finishing the week at 15,543 after a 5-point loss on Friday. NASDAQ dropped 23 points. S&P was up nearly 3 points. We have a recall to tell you about, and this one involves tires. Michelin voluntarily recalling 100,000 tires after a retailer discovered some tires had holes in them and quickly deflated. The recall affects certain sizes of Michelin's tires that are typically used on light trucks and SUVs. There have been no reports of deaths, injuries, or damage. Business at the box office over the weekend.
There's a lady in a dirty nightgown that I see in my dreams. She's standing in front of my mom's bed.
Uh-oh. A low-budget horror film called The Conjuring with $41.5 million, number one in theaters this weekend. Couple of closing notes, both from across the pond. Masterpiece Theater, perfect, since Phil Mickelson crafted a masterpiece in the final round of the Open Championship, also known as golf's British Open. A final round of 66, Phil came from five shots back to win his fifth major championship. Phil spoke with the BBC and had this to say, could you knock it off so we can hear Phil, please? Thank you.
To play the best round of arguably my career today, it just feels amazing to win this Claret Jug.
That's what you get for winning the British Open, the Claret Jug. Phil Mickelson, for many of us, it's as easy to like him as it is to dislike Tiger Woods, who, by the way, faded in the final round and wound up tied for sixth. And finally, also from across the pond, could we get some British waiting room music, please? The Kate wait continues. Royal fans have taken up residence outside the hospital, where we are told the baby of Prince William and Kate Middleton will be born. This Brit explains why he's camping out and why it's such a big deal.
This baby is a royal baby, and you don't see royal babies born every day.
The wait is almost over. Kate Middleton went into labor this morning. Once the baby is born, a notice of birth will be placed outside the doors of Buckingham Palace, and then we'll get some of the details we've been waiting for, such as gender, time of birth, and weight. So get out those birth brackets at the office. I've got boy, 12:14 p.m., 7 pounds, 2 ounces. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.